Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
In the real world, we wouldn't have to fight so hard for the truth to come out. And I've warned conservatives for over a decade that if you continue doing things the way you're doing them, you're going to lose. The objective of any job that you do over time is to learn how to make it more efficient and effective. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson here, you're listening to former management consultant to some of the largest companies in the world, and I know what I'm talking about. We try to get companies into what's called a fourth quadrille, meaning highest level of efficiency, highest level of effectiveness. And that's the right top corner of the quadrant. And Gartner uses this to say this is when you've reached it. And of course, if you could get to the very tip top, you know, where the circle, where the square is at the very top right corner, that is as efficient and effective as you can be. And of course, nobody ever gets to that. But as you start to come a little bit farther, so you move a little left and a little down, but you're up near that point. That is the ultimate goal of a company. And by the way, that's the ultimate goal of anything. You want to be efficient and effective. Now, some people will say, no, I just want to be effective. Okay, well, that's fine, but what if you're not effective over the right period of time? Well, then your company is on a slow growth path. What if you're very efficient, but you're not very effective? Well, your company's doomed. Because efficiency is good. I mean, I'll put it this way. If you want one or the other, you want effectiveness over efficiency, right? But you certainly would love to be efficient and effective simultaneously. But if you were just being efficient, it still helps that if you're good in your efficiency, even if you're making mistakes, you're probably going to be okay. But it isn't a great place to be because it puts you probably in the bottom left quadrant. Glad you guys are with me today. I'm not going to give you a management consulting overview or in-depth dive. I'm just going to give you the overview. But the problem we have in the Republican Party and the conservative movement is we are neither. We're not efficient and we're not effective. We watch the same problems repeat themselves over and over and over. And you know what we do? Very little. We remain reactionary. Think of it from a company perspective. If every time you're doing something, you're responding to the marketplace. In other words, your competitor comes out with a better product, so you're playing catch up. Your competitor learns how to reduce the price of a product. So in your supply chain, you're more expensive and you're playing catch up. And you're always playing catch up. They're more innovative than you, which means they can reduce pricing, which means maybe their speed to market is better, etc. All these things apply to the conservative movement. I mentioned speed to market when I was talking about Americans for Real Change, arcinaction.com. And I give presentations because we're building this organization to build an ecosystem of conservatives, millions of them. And I was fortunate enough to get hundreds of thousands of people who signed up and said, let's get it going. Now we got to convert them to recurring people. And this is only in Arizona that we're doing it because we know we got cheated. And the very simple question was, if you like the results of all that hard work and the $100+ million spent in the primaries, only to go spend another $20 million or whatever in the general election and lose in almost every category, if you like that outcome, don't pay attention to me. But if you don't, you better understand you need to improve your efficiency and your effectiveness and your speed to market. And I'll use Arizona as an example. When we come out of the primaries, we have the shortest amount of time between the primaries and the general election of any state. Okay, so you kick the crap out of each other in the primaries. You spend lots of money. Go look and see how much money Katie Hobbs spent and Adrian Fontes and the people that won statewide elections in a red state, a state that Trump absolutely demoralized Hillary Clinton in 2016. Go look at how much money the Democrats spent, how much infighting they had. They were ready to go. And then didn't debate us. Why? Because they knew they were going to cheat us. And you'd say, well, Kevin, what could you do? Well, what I could do is I could make sure that we had 1 million conservatives ready to go. In other words, if you know you're going to get cheated, wouldn't you start planning for it? Wouldn't you start looking at what they're going to do and say, we'll match them? I mean, I don't know what your strategy is, but you train. You don't just let it go. You know what we had on the Republican side? We had people that wouldn't even admit it. They would go, I don't really know. And you know what? Let's just forget about it. Let's just overlook it. It's not that big of a deal. We'll get them next time. No. When you are confronted with a problem, you address it. And I don't know. There's a litany of issues that we could talk about from the conservative side, but messaging is one. I'll give you a good example. Social media. They were crushing us on social media. What are you going to do? You know what I started doing 5, 6, 7 years ago? I started a social media site. Did the conservative movement come to it? No. Donald Trump started Truth Social. You think he's blasting it out over there? No, they're struggling. We're on. I've got Wimkin. I'm the vice president of content at Wimkin, WIMKIN.com. Are you people flocking over to it? Are you telling people about it? No. You know what do? We look at a problem and we do nothing about it. Now, that being said, if I had Elon Musk's money, I guarantee I'd fix it. I mean, I wouldn't even have to have that much. I'd fix it. I'd fix all this stuff. See, Elon is just a pragmatist. He's going, you know, I'm not getting in a fight. But he did buy Twitter. That's one thing he did. And that is the step in the right direction. See, I would call it moving the effectiveness over just a little bit. Because Twitter's no longer dominated by leftists. Oh, they're still there. I'm still shadow banned. But it's not dominated as much. We took a step in the right direction. What other steps could we take? How old are we? You go to Republican events? How old are we? Are we attracting youth? We talk about, think about the same part.
Well, Kevin, we got to attract, you know, young people. We got to attract women of college, you know, education. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to stop talking about abortion. We got to start doing it. Okay, give me your litany of problems, your list of problems that you think exist in the conservative movement,
and I will tell you, I can fix almost all of them easily. Speed to market, message into the market, etc. But what do? We got a bunch of old incestuous thought that permeates the conservative movement. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical natural precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Talking about management consulting for the conservative movement. In management consulting, we have this thing. It's a very simple thing that most management consulting people learn early on. There is your as-is. In other words, let's say you want to make Kevin Jackson, and you're going to come in and talk to me about how to, Kevin, what do you want to achieve as an entity? And the first thing you do is you take an inventory of who you are, and we call it the as-is. The second thing we do is we say, now, what is it that you want to be? And you say, oh, I'd like to have, 5 million people on social media. People need to know who I am. It makes it easier for me to book speaking engagements. It makes it easier to sell my books. It makes it easier for me to have a social media, take advantage of my social media, move my merchandise, which is my message, and a host of other things. So if my as is I'm social media, I'm shadow banned, I'm not getting the word out. But I have all the entities to do that, not being reached. The 2B would be, I want to get to able to reach that. And the thing in the middle is the gap. The gap between who you are and who you want to be. By the way, this can be used in your life, in your personal life, in your business, etc. Who you are and who you want to be. And that gap, what consultants do is we say we're going to address the gap. We call it, what is the fit gap? What is the puzzle piece that can take you from your as-is to your to-be? Now, you're listening to me saying, well, Kevin, you seem to know what your problem is, bro. Why can't you take care of it yourself? Because a barber's kit always has the worst hair, right? Because it's tough to do your own stuff when you're so busy trying to fix the other people's stuff. So mine is for a variety of reasons. I understand it. We could address it. If I had the coin, we hired this company out of India to start working on our SEO. That's part of the fit gap. The other part of the fit gap was I told my staff, I got to get back out there. I got to go do more radio interviews. I got to start producing a TV show. There's all these things. So there's plenty of things to do, but you got to have the money. You got to have the staff. My staff is, man, we do the work of 50 people, and we're talking about, you know, a relatively small staff. Don't have a lot of volunteers. We have a lot of people that talk. They want to help. They want to help. But you don't get a lot of help that's legit. And so, you know, there's only so much you can do. Now, the good thing about working with corporations, the conservative movement is, there's no lack of funds in the conservative movement. It's not all collected together where people say, Kevin, here's our, you know, people can come to me, Kevin, save the conservative movement, and we're going to, you know, you can bill us out and let us know what to do, because it can be done. The reason why Trump has been successful as a politician is because he applies management consulting techniques to problem solving. For Trump, you say, there's a overrun at the border. He says, well, tell me what the problem is. Tell me how how that problem is being manifested, and what are the outcomes of that problem? What is it costing us? And he says, I can fix that. And he goes and he does it. And you can go look at the results of the people that were coming in under Trump versus Biden, period. Now, you can ask yourself, why wouldn't they leave a successful policy? And we're just using border as an example. Why wouldn't the Democrats leave that in place? Why wouldn't the leftists? Why wouldn't all Americans want to leave what Trump did in place? Two reasons they don't. Number one, you can't let Trump win. You can't let his policy be shown as winning, number one. And number two, you don't want the win. There's no money in the win. The money is in losing. That's where the management consulting thing falls apart when you apply it to government. Government doesn't want or need to solve problems. It has an unlimited source of money, you. And until you understand that government is not your friend, the government, for the most part, is self, it's going to continue to grow. What's the word I was looking for? Anyway, the point is, it is not going to cut itself. It's an organism that is built to get bigger and stronger. And who's the strength being used against? It's against you. So we can take a management consulting approach, but here's what we've got to understand. The money that is being used to fight you is your money. And until you decide you're going to put it somewhere into a fight that somebody is legitimately trying to win for you, it's not going to happen. And you better put it with somebody who understands management consulting, who understands what it is you want to be, and laser focuses on it. I don't know how many companies I've gone in, and you have a board meeting, and we have to understand the personalities. It's funny, you have to learn how to read people. You have to know that guy right there is your ally. That guy right there or girl goes with the flow. This person over here is your enemy. This one is passive aggressive, etc. And who is really wanting to solve the problem? Then you have to know this. What are their motivations? Right now, I'll tell you, the Democrats' motivations are to destroy you. They want their way, period. And you're in the way of it. What are your motivations? You want what's best for the country. You think you do anyway. So you've got competing motivations. I mean, we have a very complicated problem here from a management consulting perspective. And the biggest of the problems is the Democrats are loaded with money. Loaded. You know where they're getting it from? I already gave you the answer. You. They're taking your money to fight against you. And there are people out there, well, Kevin, it's my money and I can do it all. You're right, man. I'm not going to beg anybody for your own money. You have a choice to do it. But let me tell you, if you think it's getting better, then, but it's not, it's chiffon. It ain't getting better, folks. And let me tell you, here's the sad, hard news. It ain't going to get any better. Unless you change the way you're managing your organization. Unless you determine what your 2B is and you get somebody that is going to work in the fit gap. Hunter Biden is guilty, right? Joe Biden is the big guy. This family paid other family members with money that it got from multiple crooked deals in multiple countries. This family cheats on its taxes big time. Democrats cheated to get this family into office. They then lied about the, quote, insurrection of J6 and put innocent people in prison. They openly and blatantly lie to you. They lied about COVID. They lied about the COVID supposed vaccines. They lied about climate change. They lie about the education system, what they want to do to fix this, that, or the other. They are perpetual lying machines, and they're good at it. And they use your money to propagate these lies. They don't even have to apply management consulting principles or good traditional marketing to sell their ideas. They brute force do it. They cheat in elections. They put crooked people in. They will work with the enemy and use your money to pay off your own people inside of the Republican Party. We call them rhinos, but they're traitors. They do all this and openly in your face. And you think you're going to fix it. I'm happy you're listening to my show. But let me tell you something. That's not going to fix it. We have to start looking at real ways to solve problems.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
The court has effectively ended affirmative action in college admissions.
And I strongly disagree with the court's decision.
President Biden on the Supreme Court decision striking down affirmative action. Private and public universities taking race into account when they decide who to admit. He called on schools to do what they can to legally work around the ruling.
They should not abandon their commitment to ensure student bodies of diverse backgrounds and experience that reflect all of America.
The court now saying that taking race into consideration violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Legal experts say the ruling will change the landscape of education in the USA. Among the many Republicans celebrating the decision, former Vice President Mike Pence. He says he was pleased the court put an end to what he called the egregious violation of civil and constitutional processes. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got all kinds of battle royales brewing.
Donald Trump's classified stuff.
And here's what he said on his tape, and Trump came out and said, wasn't showing anything. It was just a bunch of, pontificating on some stuff or, exaggerating a bit. I had no papers there to show him, look here, whatever. I don't know that that's going to fly per se, but here's what I would say to Trump. Stick with it. Stick with it, even if it's a lie. Stick with it. You didn't do anything wrong. You were showing that these people were plotting against you. Stick with that lie. If it is a lie, we have a clip.
Yet last week with our colleague Brett Baer, the former president insisted that document did not exist.
There was no document. That was a massive amount of papers and everything else talking about Iran and other things. And it may have been held up or may not, but that was not a document. I didn't have a document per se. There was nothing to declassify. These were newspaper stories, magazine stories, and articles.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. In the spirit of what we do here, which is call out the truth and the lies, I don't believe Trump. I don't believe that. We've got the clip of him talking about it. I don't believe it. I don't care. Here's what I do know. Donald Trump would not do anything to hurt this country. And if he's showing people that Milley is a scumbag, and he is, then so be it. We have the clip.
Bad, sick people.
That was your coup, against you.
Well, it started right at the beginning.
Like when Millie's talking about, you were going to try to do a coup. No, they were trying to do that before you even were sworn in. That's right. Trying to overthrow your election.
Well, with Millie, let me see that. I'll show you an example. He said that I wanted to attack Iran. Isn't it amazing to have a big pile of papers? This thing just came up. Look. This was him. They presented me this. This is off the record, but they presented me this. This was him. This was the Defense Department and him. Wow. We looked at him. This was him. This wasn't done by me. This was him. Mm-hmm. All sorts of stuff. It's pages long. Look. Let's see here.
Yeah.
I just found, isn't that amazing? This totally wins my case,
Mm-hmm.
Except it is like highly confidential, secret. This is secret information. Look at this. You attack. And
Hillary would print that out all the time.
I should send it to Anthony Weiner. The pervert. By the way, isn't that incredible?
Yeah.
I was just thinking, because we were talking about it. And you know, he said, he wanted to attack Iran and what?
He's the base.
This was done by the military, given to me. I think we can probably say.
We'll have to see. Yeah, we'll try to figure out
See, as president, I could have declassified. Yeah. Now I can't, you know, but this is.
Yeah,
now
we have a problem.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
It's so cool. I mean, it's so. I'm looking here and I have. And you probably almost didn't believe me, but now you believe me.
No, I believe
you. It's incredible, right?
No,
hey, bring some jokes in, please.
Well, there's a lot of wiggle room there because it's video. I mean, audio, but is there video? I don't know. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I don't know whether there's video or not. And here's the other thing I can tell you. Who recorded it? Well, I should ask you. Who recorded this? Who decided that they needed... I don't know whether the device was right there where Trump could see it, but somebody's recording this, probably on their phone. If I were Trump, I'd be asking myself, who did this? See, this goes back to that personnel issue. Donald Trump trusts too many people around him who shouldn't be trusted. He's right on all of it. Now, he can say, oh, you know, I was holding it up. They couldn't really see it. I was just saying, look, see, here he is right here. This is what he's saying. But gonna leave him, you know, he's got issues now. Now, again, he could say, because I brought it with me, it is by default declassified. And it certainly isn't putting anything at risk because it's Milley saying this guy's going to attack. We'll say he's going to attack Iran, you know, and that'll do it. That'll get him out of there. Milley's effectively committing treason. He's a traitor. And what are the left focused on? They're focused on Trump. So I go back, conservatives, and I'm going to ask you again. When do we make it easier? If this were... let's just juxtapose the two things together. Joe Biden's got his classified documents. They're all over the place. Sitting in a garage, etc. Who are we talking about? We're talking about Trump. Kevin, we could change it. How is it that every time Joe Biden, we've got his bank records, we've got more money that we can prove has gone into their accounts, etc. And how do we always end up talking about our stuff? In a negative. Melissa was telling me the other day, she goes, oh, they're going to go after Trump over, they're going to go after the Secret Service text messages for J6. And I went, okay, go for it. Do you think that the Secret Service was colluding with Trump in a coup? A coup that had no chance of happening because it was the Democrats? We just had another issue where they outed, you know, Patriots Strong or whatever, outed some people that were acting as if they were part of, you know, the thugs within that group. And it turned out they were leftists. How many times does it have to happen? How many times do we need to show people changing their clothes during January 6th to act as if they were Trump people? Documented on video. Documented FBI people on video. And what are we talking about? We still act like J6 is legit. Completely illegit. We've got traitors who tried to took down this government. And from a management consulting point of view, I would tell you, boy have we lost. Hillary Clinton, we know, started the lie of Russian collusion. She gets a $8,000 slap on the wrist. You tell me that's how you would win that? I'm going to tell you, folks, I did what I did for decades. And there's not a situation that I've seen here that I would have handled the way the Republicans are handling it. Not one. It's a lot of talk. Well, we've got more evidence coming. Which, oh, John Durham, he's going to save us. Oh, this Republican's going to save us. Oh, this litigator, this investigator, this whatever is going to save the movement, going to save us. And none of it saves us. The only thing that's come even close to saving us is Donald Trump. And you know what we're doing? We're kicking his butt. We're helping the left kick his butt. A lot of us, a lot of Republicans. Weak-kneed ones, Some of them, well, Kevin, I'm not sure. There's some people out there right now doubting me. You're just a Trump homer. No, I'm not. You know what I am? I am a management consultant who knows how to solve problems. And if you don't believe me, put me in front of any client you have. Give me a week to look at that client. And I could practically, I'm talking about one that says, we've got a problem. Don't even tell me what the problem is. Just say, Kevin, I want you to go into this company, meet with the executives, have a discussion, and I'll guarantee you this. Within a week, I have a proposal written up that will save that company percentages of money. Not 1% or 2%. I'm talking about percent, significant dollars if they've got a legitimate problem. And by the way, you could give me the most efficiently run company and I could save them some money. It just may not be as much. But the point is, I'm going to go in there unbiased, looking for ways to solve the problem. Ask yourself when that approach has been used to solving government problems and why. Oh, Kevin, we've got the war on drugs, the war on poverty, the war on whatever. Give me your war and I will show you that, number one, the objective is not being met. They don't even define it. Oh, let's go over to Afghanistan. For what? You're going to win it? What are you going to do? You're going to turn it around? You're going to democratize it? What exactly is your purpose? Don't you think that's a pretty significant thing to know? Well, as a conservative, let me ask you, what is your purpose? What is it you ultimately want to achieve? Do you want to fight every election cycle when you know you're right? Holy crap, man. Let me tell you, I watched this gay parade nonsense in New York, some fat white guy twerking with kids. The idea that parents would even bring their kids to this nonsense, it floors me. But they did. Brought their kids there. These old guys, this old dude. And I mean, you got to see the video. Don't take it from me. Go look at it. That's what the left is doing. Do you not think people looked at that and are appalled? If they weren't, why aren't we running commercials saying, here is your LGBTQ movement from the radicals? I would run something that says, we don't believe the LGBTQ movement is about this. We don't think this represents them. And we would get the majority of them on our side, the same way that these thug blacks don't represent black folks. It's easy to get black people to go, I'm done with this. You want to know a dirty little secret? Like the gays, most black people don't espouse to the nonsense of blackness in America.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
What's the saying? Necessity is the mother of invention. Well, what is our necessity, conservatives? Do you like losing? I was talking to Collier had a baseball tournament this last week, and they had a choice of they didn't have to win game four because the fifth game was the one that mattered, so. Talking to the coaches and everybody, the parents were like, well, we shouldn't be putting in, you know, this pitcher and this and doing this and all this. And they were orchestrating how we should not worry so much about the win in game four and focus on the win in game five. And there is some strategy to it. You don't want to pitch your best pitchers, etc. I get that. You want to try to figure it out. But at the end of the day, you want the win. And so I was saying to the parents, I said, okay, look, you can do all the strategy you want, but your strategy needs to end in a win. Well, Kevin, we don't really need to win tomorrow because we got to. I said, yeah, you do. You do need to win. The boys are 3-0. Would you rather they go in 3-1 into the final game or 4-0? And a couple of the parents were like, shoot, man, let's do 4-0. I want that other team to see 4-0 and be intimidated. And I said, you're exactly right. See, that's the difference between a winning attitude and a losing. Yeah, I don't have to win. Oh, I could take it easy on this. You could. But if you're tested, if you're ready to go, it doesn't matter what battle is put in front of you. You're ready to go. You don't go, well, this battle, I can shirk off a little bit because of this. That will be your attitude going forward. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Either you know how to win or you don't. Either you surround yourself with winners or you don't. And what was interesting is almost all the boys went, we want to win it. Now, here's the deal. They want it. They want it relatively easily. And then they went into the fifth game. They were up 4-0. They lost 6-4. They had a blowout inning. And, you know, it was a good team. The team had two college D1 prospects. I mean, solid kids. But let me tell you, those boys played their heart out. And to be honest with you, I don't think the best team won. But I'm glad they won game four. They ended up 4-1. Ended up, the top 20 team of 157 at the tournament. Lots better than they did the year before. And I think next year they'll probably take a team that can win it. They had some really solid players. And we've seen that progression grow. Conservative movement. Do you want that? Do you want iterative growth where every single time it gets easier and easier and easier? And the reason why I'm asking you this question is because I don't see it. When I came into this industry, if you will, the political industry, because that's what it is. When I came into it, I thought to myself, boy, we don't know how to run in a business. Well, Kevin, it's not a business, it's real life. You're exactly right. It is real life. So let me ask you, do you run your real life like a business? Or do you just let it run? Do you just go, hey, come what may? Because, see, leftists do come what may. But the people in their elite status, they don't leave it to the status quo. They don't trust their own people. They orchestrate. They strategize. And the reason is, their ideas suck. If you can't sell an idea on its premise, you have to force feed it. And that's where the marketing of leftism comes in. Who markets better? Consider this. We like to protect life. And they tell us, you hate women. You have a war against women. They kill babies. All the way through the cycle. They don't care when, even to the moment of birth. And we're the bad guys. Now, I don't know how you feel, but that doesn't make me feel very good. If you're a person who believes in morals and ethics, you're a sanctimonious religious right. But if you're a serial killer, you're an evil person, you steal from people, I don't want to cast any aspersions on the negative things that people do, but you know there are some things that people, let's say Hunter Biden, the dude is a crackhead. Can't go through rehab, marries his brother's widow, cheats on her, gets a stripper pregnant, doesn't pay child support, uses the American taxpayer to feather his own nest, lies about it, writes off his taxes with the stuff that he's doing with strippers and human trafficking. Who knows? And this is a good guy? But if you're a Trump kid and you do it by the book, oh, those Trump people are making money off the Saudis. They have businesses. Okay, if Jared Kushner made money off the Saudis, please tell me that all he did was milk it. All he did was say, I'm going to make contacts with this, that, and the other. What business is he in? The Trump family is in business. They build things. They create things. They remarket things. You see their name all over the place. What has the Biden family done? Democrats and leftists, folks, figure out how to make things easier. Because necessity is the mother of invention. And when you've got nothing, that's the only thing you can do is say, we got to force them. We got to force them to want transsexual nonsense because we need to make society debaucherous. We have to make it appear as all these negative things that are occurring in our culture are, that's just the way it should be. Pedophilia is okay. Killing babies is okay. Criminal element is okay. Robbing the taxpayers, it's okay. Not paying your child support is okay. Using drugs and all that is okay. All that stuff that we consider to be vices. Well, you're just a bunch of sanctimonious religious rights. Right, people? That's what you are. So, who's winning the battle? And look, I'm just bringing it down to you simply. I don't know how many people listen to this program. Here's what I'd love to have. I'd like to have $10 a month from everybody who listens to the program, because maybe we'd have $30. I don't know how many. But I know this. If you think that you're going to save yourselves by not getting in the game in one shape or another, you're wrong. I don't want to act like a preacher up here going, yeah, I need to hit that the donation bucket. But you better. You better find your champion and you better support him, because I'm if there's a bit of frustration sounding to me, it's because I am frustrated. But I'm not frustrated for me personally. I'm frustrated for the movement. I'm frustrated for people who don't get it. And in the same time, I'm thankful for those that do. Because you're putting your money where your mouth is. You're putting your time and energy where your mouth is. And look, go enjoy life. You should. You get that opportunity to do it because there are people out there 24/7 guarding the gate, sacrificing, standing on that wall every single day, day in, day out, rain or shine. I'm on vacation. To call it a vacation is a misnomer. I went to visit a couple of donors. I talked to various people while we were on this trip for baseball. The kids played on the weekend. And, you got to do stuff. But let me tell you, you want to take a break. You do. I'm sitting there going, okay, I'm not going to turn on my PC. I'm not going to do it. But as soon as, the day begins, I got to get a studio and I got to catch up on the news, and it all begins again. And if you think you can let it go, you can't let it go. Because the minute you turn on a radio, you learn about, oh, they're prosecuting Trump for this. Oh, they're beating up on conservatives for this. Oh, and you know what? The O's never came back. There were no O's going, hey, they finally opened an investigation into Hunter Biden, and they're not going to give him a slap on the wrist for his gun charge and all the stuff, other stuff that he did, his tax evasion. They've done it for nobody else. We'll play that clip in the next hour. But I'm just telling you, there's nothing in this plan, in this thing that I hear, that shows me, boy, we are executing our plan, our as-is and our to-be. We know what they are. They're defined, and we are currently working on the fit gap. I mean, working in earnest. We're going to make it happen. Tell me how you're going to stop people from thinking of the Bidens the way that the left wants you to think about them. Joe Biden, oh, it's a bunch of malarkey. I haven't done anything. And this is the man that said he hadn't done a single thing. I have not talked to my son about his businesses. And then they find out, yes, he did. 14 times he's done it. Is there any strategy that says, let's make this guy the liar that he is. Let's impeach him. Let's impeach the entirety of leftism. What are we doing from a marketing perspective to get us into the fourth quadrille of operational efficiency and effectiveness in fighting against the left? Please, somebody tell me. Give me a call, 844-551-8255. Contact me, the Kevin Jackson Network. Please, because I'd really like to know. As a management consultant, I can tell you we are failing. And the only question is, do you understand the ramifications of this complete, total, abject failure? What does it mean?
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.